Listening, Unit 11, page 88, B.
You will hear part of a discussion between Marty, a fashion photographer, and Lauren, a talent agent, about the paparazzi's role in society. For questions 1 to 5, choose the answer A, B, C, or D, which fits best according to what you hear.
Thank you both for joining the discussion today about paparazzi and their impact on society, as well as celebrities and celebrity culture, and if it's really as negative as we make it out to be. Lauren, you've been in the industry for 20 years. Do the paparazzi do anything to enrich our culture?
Well, I wouldn't want to risk sounding too sympathetic towards them, so I'll have to give a measured answer despite my true feelings. Of course, there are many pernicious effects of the paparazzi, the death of Princess Diana being one of the most infamous examples of the paparazzi getting out of control. But it would be naive to say that they've gone unappreciated. After all, how many magazines have been sold as a result of their work?
And furthermore, I believe the public has a bizarre relationship with the whole phenomenon. We like seeing those stolen moments, as some might call them, in which the paparazzi snap a photo of some celebrity running out of their home with a sort of human look to them. It's a look that's bare, unfiltered. It gives the public a glimpse of someone they love and admire, and it's a rare peek into the life of fame that hardly any of us get to experience firsthand.
The paparazzi take photos of famous people when they are at their most vulnerable, and it is very much a guilty pleasure. But saying that, the paparazzi sometimes take absolutely gorgeous photos. Mind you, these are still hurried images of someone either running away or just running an errand, right? The circumstances vary. Sometimes you see a celebrity waving and smiling at the camera while they're jumping into a heavily guarded armoured vehicle full of their entourage.
But more often than not, they're displeased at receiving that particular type of attention. And as a photographer, I'm often appalled at the garish photos I see splashed across the pages of so many tabloid magazines. The delicate, extraordinary moments you're referring to, Lauren, are incredibly elusive and not often captured. Instead, we see lots of dishevelled hair, wretched lighting, and the face of someone clearly perturbed.
Well, as I alluded to earlier, there is certainly a dark side to the paparazzi, and it certainly tempers any benefit we get from them. But if you consider how many bad posed photos there are of celebrities, photos taken during a shoot or that are otherwise intentional, and if you consider that many photographers are trying to manufacture a vulnerable moment in a star's life, what the paparazzi do is more or less the real thing. So in the rare cases in which the paparazzi produce a stunning image, it's worth so much more than the entire output of mediocre photo shoots. Wouldn't you agree?
Yes, I see your point. And I don't mean to say that the paparazzi only produce subpar work. It's just happenstance, really. They get lucky when they get a good shot, in my opinion. I think organised shoots have much more potential for creating great work, but I'm a fashion photographer and I'm in the business of photography, so maybe I'm biased.
I believe there is talent in what they do. With the lengths they go to get their images, there's no denying their technical skill, even if it's forged out of trickery and subterfuge.
Yeah, you see, I went to photography school. They did not offer classes on how to survive hiding in the bushes for several hours while waiting for the Duchess of Cambridge to appear by a pool while on holiday. Some countries, France being the first that comes to mind, have enacted laws against their practices. There's something to be said for that.
I can see I'm not going to get anywhere with you on this issue.
I will say that on certain occasions, the paparazzi have exposed the bad behaviour of stars that seem too perfect for their own good. In such instances, the paparazzi have triggered the downfall of a celebrity that was cracking under pressure. But perhaps the pressure was caused by the paparazzi themselves, so who can say what benefit that is?
I think in order to appreciate what the paparazzi do, you have to separate morality from the issue. And in that case, they're simply providing a supply of what the public demands. I would guess that the public hasn't come to terms with that and never will. But that's not the problem of the paparazzi.
Well, whether it's due to legal action or in some instances physical altercations, I'm glad there's a force out there giving them some sort of boundaries. And despite my beliefs, I have on one or two occasions styled my shoot to mirror a paparazzo shot. So I guess even I am not immune.
Well, it seems no one can escape their influence after all.
Now listen again.
Thank you both for joining the discussion today about paparazzi and their impact on society, as well as celebrities and celebrity culture, and if it's really as negative as we make it out to be. Lauren, you've been in the industry for 20 years. Do the paparazzi do anything to enrich our culture?
Well, I wouldn't want to risk sounding too sympathetic towards them, so I'll have to give a measured answer despite my true feelings. Of course, there are many pernicious effects of the paparazzi, the death of Princess Diana being one of the most infamous examples of the paparazzi getting out of control. But it would be naive to say that they've gone unappreciated. After all, how many magazines have been sold as a result of their work?
And furthermore, I believe the public has a bizarre relationship with the whole phenomenon. We like seeing those stolen moments, as some might call them, in which the paparazzi snap a photo of some celebrity running out of their home with a sort of human look to them. It's a look that's bare, unfiltered. It gives the public a glimpse of someone they love and admire, and it's a rare peek into the life of fame that hardly any of us get to experience firsthand.
The paparazzi take photos of famous people when they are at their most vulnerable, and it is very much a guilty pleasure. But saying that, the paparazzi sometimes take absolutely gorgeous photos. Mind you, these are still hurried images of someone either running away or just running an errand, right? The circumstances vary. Sometimes you see a celebrity waving and smiling at the camera while they're jumping into a heavily guarded armoured vehicle full of their entourage.
But more often than not, they're displeased at receiving that particular type of attention. And as a photographer, I'm often appalled at the garish photos I see splashed across the pages of so many tabloid magazines. The delicate, extraordinary moments you're referring to, Lauren, are incredibly elusive and not often captured. Instead, we see lots of dishevelled hair, wretched lighting, and the face of someone clearly perturbed.
Well, as I alluded to earlier, there is certainly a dark side to the paparazzi, and it certainly tempers any benefit we get from them. But if you consider how many bad posed photos there are of celebrities, photos taken during a shoot or that are otherwise intentional, and if you consider that many photographers are trying to manufacture a vulnerable moment in a star's life, what the paparazzi do is more or less the real thing. So in the rare cases in which the paparazzi produce a stunning image, it's worth so much more than the entire output of mediocre photo shoots. Wouldn't you agree?
Yes, I see your point. And I don't mean to say that the paparazzi only produce subpar work. It's just happenstance, really. They get lucky when they get a good shot, in my opinion. I think organised shoots have much more potential for creating great work, but I'm a fashion photographer and I'm in the business of photography, so maybe I'm biased.
I believe there is talent in what they do. With the lengths they go to get their images, there's no denying their technical skill, even if it's forged out of trickery and subterfuge.
Yeah, you see, I went to photography school. They did not offer classes on how to survive hiding in the bushes for several hours while waiting for the Duchess of Cambridge to appear by a pool while on holiday. Some countries, France being the first that comes to mind, have enacted laws against their practices. There's something to be said for that.
I can see I'm not going to get anywhere with you on this issue.
I will say that on certain occasions, the paparazzi have exposed the bad behaviour of stars that seem too perfect for their own good. In such instances, the paparazzi have triggered the downfall of a celebrity that was cracking under pressure. But perhaps the pressure was caused by the paparazzi themselves, so who can say what benefit that is?
I think in order to appreciate what the paparazzi do, you have to separate morality from the issue. And in that case, they're simply providing a supply of what the public demands. I would guess that the public hasn't come to terms with that and never will. But that's not the problem of the paparazzi.
Well, whether it's due to legal action or in some instances physical altercations, I'm glad there's a force out there giving them some sort of boundaries. And despite my beliefs, I have on one or two occasions styled my shoot to mirror a paparazzo shot. So I guess even I am not immune.
Well, it seems no one can escape their influence after all.